Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. A ticket to space for a French woman. More than 20 years after Claudie Aigneré, Sophie Adnaud, a 40-year-old engineer with a very impressive resume, is part of the new promotion of the European Space Agency. Next spring, in April, she will join the European Astronaut Center in Cologne, Germany. She finally breaks her silence. The wife of Adrien Quatennens denounces physical and moral violence, and this for several years. The MP of La France Insoumise from the North had admitted a few weeks ago to having slapped his wife. She claims to have wanted a divorce 3 times before giving up after being pressured by her husband. In a press release published by his lawyer, Adrien Quatennens categorically denies these accusations. Emmanuel Macron met with local elected officials. The head of state was at the Salon des Maires in Paris and will then speak at the Élysée this evening in front of more than 1,000 mayors. The elected officials are worried about their finances as they must deal with the rising costs of electricity and gas. Emmanuel Macron will also meet in the coming days with Vladimir Putin regarding, in particular, the Zaporizhia power plant that Moscow and Kiev mutually accuse each other of having bombed. And then the World Cup to finish, and a big surprise today. This afternoon, Japan beat Germany 2-1. The German team did not manage to materialize their domination in the game. At the moment, in the same group, Spain is facing Costa Rica. A little earlier, Morocco and Croatia parted ways with a tie, and tonight Belgium will be facing Canada. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.